You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 166. Today, I'm discussing a very important topic, how to pay to retain your high performers. If you're like many of my clients, you have frustration when you are working to make your big vision happen and you feel like you just can't get it done right. You try to get your team to do what you need, and then it just feels like you need to do things yourself to get them done. You might even ask yourself, why do I even have a team? So I've definitely covered topics on accountability, setting clear expectations, delegation, all of those strategies help. But another key factor is hiring and retaining those top-notch performers. Those employees who are on mission with you, excited about the work that you're doing, who are great creative problem solvers, will use discretionary effort to just get that job done. So let me start by just sharing some compensation basics and a little bit of the why about why you want to retain those high performers. See, the thing about pay, it can be a demotivator, but usually it's not a powerful motivator. See, it's one of those things, pay brings on a lot of feelings. And basically, people either feel okay, kind of non-emotional, nothing about their pay, or they're dissatisfied. And to make it a little bit more challenging, employees' feelings about their pay is largely based on comparison. So it can be subjective. So whether someone's hourly or salary, they want to feel like they're being paid fairly compared to others. So they might be looking internally. So other employees in the organization that are in similar jobs or maybe a different department, but the same level. And then there's also external pay. What do they know about survey data or what other companies are paying? Overall, employees are paying attention and feeling either that their pay is fair or not fair. So how do you hit this moving target that is actually subjective and highly emotional? Yes, it can be difficult. I'm going to add another couple layers too. Let's talk total compensation quickly. A lot of organizations forget to do the calculation to help employees see the full value of everything the organization is providing for them. It's a missed opportunity to help people see that the benefits that they're getting, the time off, whether you're doing tuition reimbursement, all those kinds of things add money to the bottom line when you talk total compensation. So I definitely encourage you to work those numbers if you haven't already and communicate those to your employees. So not just their hourly or salary rate, but what are all the benefits that they're getting adding to the bottom line. Now, so far, I'm talking extrinsic rewards. So the pay that someone's getting, the hourly rate, the benefits, all that external stuff. Well, the other thing that can be even more important is the intrinsic rewards. Does your organization pay your employees in intrinsic rewards? Now, intrinsic rewards can be tricky because they can be different for different people. This is basically, what does an employee value themselves? Here's some areas to look at. You can compensate your employees by allowing them and helping them realize that they are fulfilling a big purpose. So one of the innate desires that I know I've shared before of human beings is they want to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. Help your employees see that even the smallest task is attached to your bigger mission. Let them feel a part of it. Feel that sense of purpose. This gets them loyal and feeling great about the work that they're doing from the heart. That's a huge intrinsic reward. People will work for less money if there's a sense of purpose. not always, but generally, again, and it's not always something that people are aware of, but it's one of the variables that they're actually taking into consideration when they're looking at how they feel about their total pay. Another intrinsic reward is opportunity. Does your organization give people the opportunity for advancement, for additional education, for awesome experiences, to network with people that they otherwise wouldn't meet? All of those kinds of things roll into opportunity, the intrinsic reward, opportunity. Another intrinsic reward to consider is a positive environment. What does it feel like to work with your team? Do you have more energy boosters or energy busters? Do your team members support one another? Do they encourage one another? Are they cheerleaders for each other? Do they feel like they're on a mission together, engaging in creative problem solving, boosting one another up? Those are the kinds of things that employees will value. Those are intrinsic rewards that don't have to cost you dollars. So if when I started talking about compensation and paying your employees in a way to retain your top performers, you started thinking, oh no, we don't have money to pay more than what we're paying. Well, I want you to relax a little bit and think about the intrinsic rewards that you're providing for your team. I have seen it many times. People will leave for less money if these intrinsic rewards aren't there. If they don't feel a part of something bigger than themselves, they don't feel like there's value in the work that they're doing. If there's not opportunity for advancement, they don't feel like you're investing in them. The environment is toxic. There's energy busting happening. People don't get along. There's backstabbing. If the leadership team's not good, people will leave for less compensation. But on the flip side, they will stay with an organization. Not always, there's no guarantees. But if they feel like the work they're doing is important, they feel a big part of what's happening. There are opportunities to grow and learn and gain great experiences and be a part of something exciting. And the work environment is good. That absolutely adds to whatever the pay is for the work that they're doing. And remember, if you're an organization that pays top dollar, but you're not providing an opportunity for someone to feel like it's fulfilling their purpose, there's not opportunity for growth or advancement or learning, or it's not a good environment, paying top dollar does not guarantee that you won't lose your top performers. So to summarize it for you, how do you pay to retain your high performers? You pay attention not just to the extrinsic rewards that you can gain, that you provide in their hourly rate or their salary, the benefits, all those kinds of things that cost money. You absolutely need to pay attention to the intrinsic rewards. And maybe you have volunteers. Maybe you're not paying anything. Well, of course, it's even more important to reward people with these intrinsic values. So take a look. There's flexibility. There's opportunity to get people on your team helping you make your bigger, bolder impact. So if you're ready to take some action and you're struggling with compensation or getting your high performers to stick with you, I am happy to help. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call and grab a 30-minute spot on my calendar. You'll have a leadership breakthrough in 15 minutes and we can spend the rest of the time talking some next steps. And if you're still struggling with delegation, I encourage you to go grab my delegation ebook, The 6 Simple Steps of Great Delegation. I've been sharing this information for years with thousands of leaders. Go to defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. Thanks so much for listening. This is episode 166. You can find the show notes at defeatthedrama.com. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Make it a great day.